You know, I flew here. How come the first class people just, they can just get on whenever they want? I've always hated that. First class people, board at your leisure. Take your time, first class people. Coach people, no, wait, sit, scuzz. Wait, little piggies. So when you do get on, the first class people, they're already sitting there. They're all sprawled out in their big thrones. Bring me the head of a pig. And a goblet of something cool and refreshing. Anyone have a fiddle? Make someone from Coach fiddle for me. Amuse me. They have fiddles in the overhead racks out there. You're not allowed to even use their bathrooms. The bathrooms up front are for our first class passengers. The coach bathrooms are located at Newark Airport. Concourse C. Concourse C, ladies and gentlemen. So when you do board, the first class people, they're sitting there. A lot of them are working as you're boarding. They have computers out and calculators. They're looking up at you like, hey, we're making money right now. Right now we're making money. Go, get in the back. Close that curtain. I don't want to see it. Even in my peripheral. Ah. Snap it. Snap it shut. What's the matter with us? They got to cover us up with a tarp. You go in the back, everybody has coloring books on. Hey, come here. Where was you? Where was you at? You're in the middle, and there's nine of us, and you're in the middle, and we have all the armrests, so you gotta sit like this. You gotta figure out a way to eat your snack while your elbows are touching. You gotta learn how to twist your little plastic utensil. I like to sit way in the back. Except for one thing, all the good meals run out, you know. You're poking your head out from row 199. The flight attendants are this big. You can hear the good meals getting snagged. We have a turkey sandwich, a chicken quesadilla, and a cold fish head. I'm just... Oh. Wonder what I'm gonna get. So when they get to the back of the plane, they have to do that flight attendant psychology game and pretend like the good stuff never even existed. It never even was. Would you like a nice cold fish head? They're frozen solid, frozen head of fish. The eyeballs in there and the skeleton's coming out. It comes with a turnip and a spork. I was wishing you'd have one of them left. Wishing upon a star. But I admire flight attendants, man. I really do. They put up with a lot of garbage from people. Have you ever been sitting in your seat and you see somebody trying to fit something in the overhead rack that you know ain't going in there like in a million years? They have like a mattress and a lamp. You're looking at them like, what kind of perception problems does this guy have? And the flight attendants are always nice. They always run up and act like it might maybe fit. You know, oh, I don't know if that's going to get up there. We can check it for you, you moron. I know that's what they want to say. I would last about 8 seconds at that job. I'd just get up there. Does that look like it's going to fit? You have this much room, you have a dead yak. Are you okay? You don't see all these people jammed up waiting on you? You don't see any of that, is it? Oh, this is your world. It's all about you. You let us know when you're all set, Captain You Planet. And I feel bad for the gate agents because they try to get the boarding process to run smoothly, but no one will listen to them. Don't blame them. They try, they get on the intercom. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to begin boarding. If we could ask for your cooperation, would you all please remain seated until your row has been called? Everyone, please, please remain seated. Everyone, please back away from the gate. Please back away from the gate. Somehow, by the time that comes out the speakers, it must sound like, everybody up and rush the door. Everyone, immediately try to squish your fat butt simultaneously in the small gate door area. Hurry. Push and shove, everyone. Push and shove. Do whatever you have to get on board. This is the last helicopter out of Vietnam. I'm embarrassed to be human. I want to get on! You're gonna get on. I want to get on before everybody else! Why? Human beings, man. I'm sure you've been at airports with the moving sidewalks. Right? You know the whole stand right, walk left concept? Well, for some people, unlearnable. You ain't getting it in, no matter how much stimuli you offer. I've been on them where I don't understand how people don't see that that's the system. There's a big yellow dotted line going down the middle, and it's stenciled every 3 feet on the sidewalk. Stand, 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 walk, 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 walk. On the handrail, stand, stand, walk, walk. Up here, stand, walk. Pictures of people standing, walking. And I've seen footprints together in a park. And you still have people riding that left handrail. It's fun to fly. Watch them close, because they're the ones at the end of the moving sidewalk. Something changed. Something changed.
This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Oh,
Yeah, there you go. That is AC/DC and Through the Mists of Time, especially for Malcolm Young. And that's from the new album. It's gone out of my head now. It's Power Up. Isn't it Power Up? Yeah, I think it is. I just can't see it here at the minute. It is. It has to be. So that's where I took it from. Anyway, that's AC/DC and Through the Mists of Time for Malcolm Young. Now, welcome to the Liam Burke Show. You are, of course, with me, Liam Burke. And before that, you had Brian Regan with Flying. We're into a new year. Happy New Year. Hopefully, very soon, we'll all be vaccinated and we'll all be able to travel again and we'll all get to see each other again and we'll get the gigs and we'll get to all the things that's going on out there. So hopefully, that will happen very, very soon. Who knows? And we do really want to see it happening a lot sooner than we think. Because it's getting a bit boring seeing the same old people time and time again. And on this day, as you know, I pre-record the show, goes out on the Saturday. And I want to, you know, remind you that this day, 35 years ago, we lost the legend that it was Mr. Phil Lynott. Now, last week, I played a track from Tony. Tony had sent it to me, Tony Smith. And Tony, he'd sent that to me, and he sent a couple of tracks to me, but this one was for Phil Lynott. So I'm going to play a Thin Lizzy song first, one of my favourite Thin Lizzy songs, and then I'm going to play Tony's track, Ode to Philo. Just to recognise the 35th anniversary of his death, and it'll be just a pleasure playing Tony's track again. And I think he has it up on Faceache as well, if you want to check it out up there. Ode to Philo, and on the day that's in it, for Philo's 35th anniversary of his death. Here is Thin Lizzy first.
Drive. Just tune in your radio. Let the old songs
Oh, that was Mr. Tony Smith and his rendition to Phil Lynott on his anniversary, the 35th anniversary of Philo's death back in 1986. There you go. Just think about that. 35 years ago. Wow. Now, and Tony I think he's more tracks in the bag and he's going to send them on to us. So I'll play them as well. Thanks, Tony. This is a band that supported Phil Lynott and Thin Lizzy back in the olden days, and many a time when Brian Downey was stopped, I think I told the story probably 100 million times, and when Brian Downey was stopped by the cops, he was late coming to the gig, and Mama's Boys were playing beforehand, and Phil Lynott was waiting on Brian Downey to get in and play the drums. But in the meantime, Tommy the legend McManus, Tommy said to Phil he'll fill in until Brian got there, and he did. And Phil looked at Pat, and Pat told me this himself. He looked at Pat and he said to him, he said, well, and he says, yes, he can. Brian was Tommy's idol, and he had him note for note on the drums. So he stood in for, I think it was about 7 songs, and played drums for Phil Lynott and Thin Lizzy until Brian Downey got there. Now, that'll just tell you how good Tommy was. So here's a track from Mama's Boys with Waiting for a Miracle.
Wild-eyed and reckless, in the calm before the storm. figure I'd be home every night. Breakfast in bed and we'll never fight. Say I'm wrong when I know I'm right, but baby, I'd be lying. Only staying on for a day or two, pretending I'm too good to be true. Saying I'd write a song about you, but baby, I'd be lying. Everybody's gonna tell you what to do. You can believe what you wanna believe, but let me tell you what's the truth. Baby, I've been lying. Like all those two-faced, backstabbing, double-talkers trying to get to you. If I could, you know I would be coming right back home where I belong. I'd be lying next to you. All right.
Smoke and I'd be lying, especially for Mickey Duffy. Happy New Year, Mickey. And if you would like to get in contact with the show in this new year 2021, why not get in contact with me at liamburkshow.com, at Facebook Liamburkshow, Spotify, Castbox, Instagram, Deezer, all the places. And as you know, they're also the places that you can avoid this shit on. I'm only kidding. It's perfect. It's brilliant. Why not? And if I can advise you again in 2021 to check out a couple of funny podcasts, why not check out Tommy Tiernan? It's Musing of a Comedian is what it's called. No, it's not called. It's called Tommy Tiernan, but it's Musings of a Comedian. And also you've got Tommy, Loretta and Hector. Or Tommy, Hector and Loretta Blewett doing a podcast. They're usually out every Thursday. I get them on Spotify. You can get them wherever you get your podcasts. And also Tommy's is usually out on a Tuesday, so you can check out podcasts on Tuesday depending on the time, whatever it is, it's usually out there. And if you're into murder and that kind of stuff, true crime, you can check out Case File, which is fantastic. And I think the one I was telling you about, Claremont, where your man Bradley Edwards was only caught 20 years or thereabouts after he had committed his murders, he was caught back, I think, about 6 weeks after we came back from Australia, which is nearly 5 years this year. So he was caught, and he was the trial took place last year. If you fancy listening to that trial, they do the whole lot, the whole way from, you can get on Claremont Podcast, and it's on Spotify as well, and you can listen to that right the way through. It started the trial last year, and it finished this year, and he was convicted of 40 years minimum sentence. So you can check that out if you're really into murder and that. And then you have, it's gone in my head as well, but there's several other ones, and really do check them out. They're fantastic. Look, there's so much out there at the minute, it's hard to know what to do, but I can only recommend some of them that I hear. And if you've any that you know about, maybe you'll recommend them to me as well. Now, I want to play this song. It's the Valentines. Let me give you a little bit of detail on it at the minute. There's a little piece here for it. Valentines, paired pop group The Valentines, were for a brief period one of the most popular bands in the country. Although they started out energetic soul rhythm and blues band, they're best known for image associated with the so-called bubblegum pop phenomenon of 1968 and 70. But there was a wild side to the band, which was evident in their live performance on and off stage. These days, of course, they're best known by reference in the fact that one of their singers ended up in a little band called AC/DC. Although the enormous interest in them has been resulted in many previously unreleased tracks becoming available in recent years, The Valentines formed in Perth in 1966, bringing together members of three leading local groups. Scott and Milson were from the Scepters, Love Groove, Ward and Cooksey, and from the Winsons, you had Finley and top WA band Ray Hoff and the Offbeats, playing mixture of soul, rhythm and blues and mod covers. By the start of 1967, they were already Perth's top group. A major draw card was the double vocal attack of dynamic frontman Bon Scott and Vince Lovegrove. And within a week of their live debut, we're packing in crowds. So I want to play this for you. It's from a band, and it probably gives me reason why I, when I was in Perth, I got to see Bon's grave in Melville Graveyard, just outside Fremantle. And the graveyard, if you haven't been, is quite similar to Sutton Graveyard, where Phil Lynn is buried over in Dublin, and it's so big, and they just couldn't have all graves. So he has a lot of stuff in there. Just the entrance into the graveyard is known as the Bon Scott entrance, and then he has a little bench there. There's little stars on the ground. There's a headstone, and but it's lying down flat, and there's so many around him. So I just don't know exactly. I'm presuming that's where he is buried, but I don't know exactly if that's it, because the headstone is there, and there's so many of them packed into one little area. Anyway, I'm going to play this for you, The Valentines, and it's Aussie Bubblegum.
The real great adventures of me, Tom Terrific.
Still, I need you more than anyone, darling. You're all I love that I've got. So build Build me a buttercup. Don't break my heart.
There you go. That was the Valentines from Perth. Which, looking at Bon Scott, you have to check out the video. It's from 1968, and check out Bon Scott in the background. So quiet, and compared to what he turned out to be, he was really, really quiet. Now, time for some more comedy, and this time around, have I got it? Where's it gone? Where's my comedy gone? Should I have it here? No, I don't have it here. Do you know what I'll do? I'll take a track first, and then I'll get that. I thought I had that all lined up. Not so. Here is that band I played last week, and it's the Link Rays. And Ace of Spades. Wasn't what was supposed to happen there. I was supposed to have another sting in place, but I didn't. Of course, trust me. Anyway, there you go. Such is life, and this is the way it works here when you're trying to maneuver at several different computers at the same time. Anyway, here is Jeff Allen with Silly Arguments Between Couples.
And you get into silly arguments when you're married. Silly. We were 3 months before we had our really first big blowout fight. This was our first big one. It was over a roaster chicken. Tiny little greasy little bird about that big. I'd gone to take a nap. I didn't know any better. I really didn't. I learned early on naps were a huge mistake in my home. God forbid I'm rested, really. It's so much harder to manipulate a well-rested, rational-thinking human. People are so much more compliant when their eyeballs are burning out of their skull, you know? I have no idea. I don't know if it was her upbringing or not, but people, when she was awake, you're awake. I mean, it's... So. Now, I don't know if I was asleep 5 minutes or 5 hours. I'm waking up to the sound of a vacuum cleaner in the bedroom. I'm sleeping and my wife is choosing to vacuum the bedroom. Apparently, that wasn't waking me up fast enough. She started to go under the bed. We had a water bed. There was no under the bed. Again, I'm stirring, but not quite awake. She went after something on the pillow. I have no idea, but I can tell you what she got caught. My hair in the attachment. Now I'm awake. Whoa. To this day, that was 28 years ago. To this day, her reaction still surprises me. Oh, you're awake. Good, the chicken's done. You'll have to back up. I think I missed something. She said, no, you said if I cooked the chicken, you'd carve it for me. Then I said the dumbest thing a married man can say to his wife. I looked her right in the eye and said, I never said that. Cool. If you're a newlywed in this room, take my word for it. If your wife said you said it, you said it. Don't even go down that road. I'm telling you, their ability to recall every last piece of verbiage that ever entered, exited out of your lips is amazing. And there's no end to it. It just goes on and on. That's not what I said. That's exactly what you said. That's not what I said. That's not what I said. What I said was I'm going to take a nap. If I'm awake when your chicken's done, I'll carve it for you. I didn't tell you to come in here and suck my brain out of my skull with the vacuum attachment, drag me out of bed. I didn't tell you to come wake me up. I'll pause here while you all choose a team in this discussion. I'll tell you how dumb I was. I thought that was the end of that discussion. I made my point. I rolled over. I turned my back on my wife. Whoa. She gets on the bed with both knees. Get up. You said you'd carve the chicken. Get out there and carve the chicken. Every man here knows there comes a point in every one of these discussions you have to change tact. Obviously, what you've been saying is not registering, so you just come up with another way to say it. I don't know how to carve a chicken. I never carved a chicken my entire life. Why don't you carve it? You can mutilate the bird just as easily as I could. She says, I don't know how to carve a chicken either. Now, you said you'd carve the chicken. You have to carve the chicken. You're not going back to see if you carve the chicken. Hear what I said? I don't even know what this is about. Lord, help me. I just want to sleep. Oh, God, help me. All right. I'll carve this stupid chicken. Now, I'm walking to the kitchen to carve the bird. I'm not even married 3 months. I'm a mumbling idiot. I don't even like chicken. You want chicken? You want chicken? Fried chicken, for God's sakes. They'll carve it up for you. What'd you say? I didn't say nothing to you. Now I'm in the kitchen. I'm in my underwear. I got stuff in my eyes. I'm not in a good mood. Got a knife. I got a fork. Got a greasy bird. In comes my wife, who not 2 minutes ago just told me she didn't know how to carve a chicken. Well, apparently there was a chicken carving class somewhere between our bedroom and the kitchen. Oh, my gosh. Every man here knows what happened next. Two small hands appear out of nowhere. You're doing it all wrong. Let me show you how to do it. You got over here. I stab the bird. Now I'm waving at her with my fork. She grabs my wrist. Give me the bird. Oh, no, you're not getting this bird. Give me the bird. Now we're standing in the wrestling over the stoop. Give me the bird. No, you give me that bird. I'm not. And at one point she goes, go back to sleep. Oh, I'll sleep like a baby till you run a jackhammer. Give me that bird. And I yanked on it. And the bird flies up in the air. And it was like in a movie. It was like a one and a half. I'm watching it. It goes, one, lands right on her head. Boink. Both of us look down on the ground. And we look at each other. Grease is running down her face. She says, I can't believe you threw it at me. I didn't throw it at you. Yes, you did. 28 years ago, to this day, we'll be at parties. Like at a fundraiser where we don't know anybody, and I can always tell when she's telling her version of that story. Because at one point, six women in a circle will all turn around and glare at me. In her version, I whipped it at her skull at 100 miles an hour. A bone could have broke off and went through her temple and killed her on the spot. And I would have never met my grandbaby.
This is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Hey, this is Goldust. Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this is ODB, Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit, Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening.
The Liam Burke Show.
Just like the wide wing dove sings a song that sounds like she's singing. Ooh, baby, ooh.
There you go. That was Stevie Nicks and Edge of 17. If you'd like to get your list of songs in, why not tell me? Come on, go do it. Leave a message on Messenger on the Liam Bourke page. You can get me on Facebook, Liam Bourke page. You can also get me on Spotify, Castbox, Instagram. These are all them places. and you can get me on liambourkeshow.com, which I will be able to pick up the message there as Alex from CHCR. Alex is the alien. He's over there in Killaloe, Ontario. And Alex does a community-based radio show. It's called The Alien. Check it out on CHCR on Killaloe, Ontario, and check that out. And Alex sends me a message there, and I wish you a very happy new year, Alex. You've been quiet on Facebook, so I know you're just here at the minute, which is great. And it's great to hear from you, and I hope you're safe. As same as my old buddy, Anthony Molenhair, who disappeared for a while. Well, he was studying and he was doing stuff, so he couldn't just get involved with Facebook. So he disappeared for a while. He's back again. Happy New Year, Anto. He's down there in Tassie. And he's getting a lot of work on his plate at the minute, and fair play to him. Hopefully some of his predictions come true for the next couple of years. We could see him a lot more than we do at the minute, because it's, what, a day's travel to get to where he is at the minute, which is serious. And it's good fun. It goes quick enough, but I still hate being sitting on a plane for 24 hours. Anyway, not to worry about that. Hopefully we'll see them all soon. See everyone soon, because with coronavirus vaccine, hopefully this will start. But its numbers creeped up here again, so it's put us back into another lockdown. Only time will tell. And if the idiots that are out there keep going out there and keep partying, keep doing what they're not supposed to do, well then we're going to be constantly in this lockdown. So come on, catch yourselves on. Anyway, time for more music. And here's a little bit of Bad Company with No Smoke Without Fire.
We'll be right back. story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch it coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what I'll do. And the feeling coming from my bones says find a
go. Don't have another go. I'm only kidding. Have as many goes as you want. You know me. Just like to try a little bit harder. As I do every week, not a chance. Anyway, yes, lots more music still to come. More comedy as well before we finish up this week. So do hope you can stick around. And if you want to suggest anything, you know how to do it at this stage. And also, if you want to, if you have a band out there, kind of a rock-ish band, you want me to play a track here, why not send it to me? And I'll do my best to play it for you. In fact, I will definitely do my best to play it for you. Here's another one I know that Miss Tina McKenna and Mr. Frankie McLaughlin would like. Happy New Year, guys. Here is Three Doors Down with Kryptonite. There you go, Three Doors Down and Kryptonite. And before we finish this week, I've got another track from Thin Lizzy just to round off Phil Lynott's tribute to his 35-year anniversary of his death. And lots more comedy coming up as well. Just like this one from Kathleen Madigan and a little bit of stand-up.
Wow. The weather's been really good, too, because I was just in Phoenix for 2 weeks. My brother moved there. We are originally from the middle of the country. I do not get the desert. He loves it. He's like, oh, isn't it beautiful? I'm like, well, maybe when they finish it. He's got 4 kids. He informed me that he's going to homeschool them. I'm like, what is wrong with you? How much energy would that take? If those are my kids every day, I'd just be like, oh, it's a snow day. Let's just go back to bed. My kids would be so uneducated, they'd end up like those Appalachian kids you see on those PBS documentaries, standing there in a pair of overalls, all filthy and pissed off, holding a shotgun and a dead squirrel, looking at some documentary filmmaker going, my mama said we don't need to know nothing about no book learning, now get off the property. Go on, get, I'm gonna count the 10 backwards before I shoot. 4. Hey, just get off the property. I mean, to homeschool your kids, you got to be smart enough in every subject to make these kids passable. I find that astonishing. I mean, there's whole entire subjects I have zero information on. Science? Oh, I didn't even know the moon moved till I was 24 years old. I swear I did not know that. My brothers were appalled. How could you not know the moon moved? I don't know. I went out every night. It was on. Went out in the morning, it was off. Don't care. My brothers are into, like, science and math. They're engineers. One is an engineer, and his wife is an engineer. Oh, and what a wacky, fun couple they are. That is one end of the Christmas table you don't want to get stuck at. Oh, my God. I don't know about kids. I think there's too many in my family. 7, big Catholic thing. Catholic Church, boy, we're having a lot of problems now, huh? Thank God we got the Pope running the show. As I think we can all tell by looking at the Pope, he's a man of action. He should step aside. It's sad. He looks like a puppet whose puppeteer went on vacation and just never came back. It's awful. I mean, he's not well. Let's face it. If you saw him at a cocktail party, you'd call an ambulance. You would. You wouldn't even know why. You just know it's the right thing to do. My mom thinks this whole scandal will be good for the Catholic Church. She's like, well, maybe it'll make us change. And I'm like, oh, Mom, the Catholic Church is not hip on change. This is how slow we are on the change wheel. A year ago, the Pope went to Russia to apologize to the Greek Orthodox Church for things we did, ready for this, in the year 1204. That's the file they're on. My God. My brothers, they're all married. I'm single. I don't mind being single. I think I like being single till around the holidays. It's very depressing because your married friends send you those happy postcards with the whole family around the tree and everybody looks all happy and you're like, oh, as a single person, what should we send out? Like a picture of me sleeping late with extra money? I really don't have extra money. I manage my finances horribly. My brothers are always really concerned because they're very prepared for their future. They're like, are you doing anything to plan for your future? I'm like, yes. I've been practicing to write with the opposite hand in case I have a stroke. You can have all the money you want, but if you can't sign the check, huh? Who's the thinker now, Mr. Engineer? I owe Visa a lot of money. I do, and I'm not happy about that. I owe American Express nothing, though. Try and be late with a payment to American Express. They turn into the Sopranos overnight. I have had a card 13 years. I was late one time. This is the letter I get in the mail. I swear to God, this is how it started. Dear cardholder, we had a deal. Uh-oh. You broke your promise. There's people coming over at 4:30. Visa never gets on your back about it. Once every 900 years, somebody will call the house. They're always real nice about it, too. Hello, Miss Madigan. This is Joe down at Visa, and we were looking at your bill, and you owe us like $8.5 billion. And we're wondering if you could, like, hurry up and send us 24 bucks. I was like, well, I could probably send you 20. Well, that'd be great. And when we get that, we're going to raise your limit for you, Miss Madigan. Okay. But I'm still charging because I'm not a quitter. My brother's like, why are you still charging things if you're this far in debt? I'm like, because I'm getting frequent flyer miles, you moron. I'm going to need a ticket out of the country once this whole thing goes belly up. Hey, guys, thank you so much.
Hey, it's Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love you. You're damn right.
Some say he was a good man, Lord, I think he sinned, yeah, yeah. 22 years of mental tears, tried suicidal Vietnam, babe. He fought a losing war on a foreign shore, to find his country didn't want him back. The bullets took his best friends in Saigon. Our Lord has took his wife, his kids, no regrets. Any time I don't remember, and a war he can't forget. He cried, forgive me for what I'd done there, 'cause I never meant the things I did. And give me something to believe in. There's a Lord above. I give me something to believe in. Oh, Lord, arise. My best friend died a lonely man. Some Palm Springs hotel room. I got the call last Christmas Eve, and they told me the news. I tried all night not to break down. Sings. I'm on the way to the rich folk.
There you go, that's Poison.
Give me something to believe in.
And of course, something to believe in. That's what we're all hoping for in 2021. And it's hard to believe that we're saying 2021, because it only seems like last week that we had 2020, and all of a sudden it's gone. It's gone, boys, so quickly. It's unreal. So there you go. Hopefully 2021 is much better. As soon as we get the vaccine, we can all be together again. Although some mightn't want to. I'm kidding. Take it easy. Don't start biting me head off. A couple more tracks before we finish off this week. And if you have any tracks, you know how to get me. You can get me on leanburkshow.com. Or for anything, get me on leanburkshow.com. You can get me on Facebook, Liam Burke Show. You can get me at guitarstoney1969@gmail.com. You can get me on Liam Burke Messenger. You can get me on Instagram. You can get me on Spotify. You can get me on Deezer. You can get me on all them places. Why not have a go and see where you can turn up? And I want to say thanks to everyone who has downloaded the show over the past year, because I think I've got, I think the last I looked, it was about 346 downloads of the show. So thank you very much for downloading the show and maybe listening to it, maybe deleting it straight away. Who knows? Anyway, here's a track from The Who, and it's Who Are You? Just look in the mirror and ask yourself, who are you?
Who are you?
and Who Are You? And I nearly signed off there, but I forgot that we had one more song still to go. Like this one from Dokken, In My Dreams, and there's still one more afterwards. Don't forget it, don't forget it, and don't think I've forgotten all about it. Here it is, Dokken, and In My Dreams.
I say, your love is strong, it still remains.
There you go, that's Dokken and In My Dreams. Nearly forgot about playing that one, and it was in there in the background. Anyway, coming toward the end of the show for this week, and I want to say a big thank you for listening to the first show of, technically the first show of 2021, because I suppose last week, really New Year's was the first, because it came out on the 2nd of January. Not trying to confuse things, but there you go. Yeah, I'm confusing things as it is. So I'm going to leave you with this one from Thin Lizzy to celebrate the 35th anniversary of Phil Lynott's death. And this is one of my favourite tracks from Live and Dangerous. Isn't it Live and Dangerous I have here? Yes, Live and Dangerous. And it is, of course, Southbound. Till next week, take care. See you all soon. Liam Burke signing off on The Liam Burke Show.